Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I assist?
Yes, I was inquiring about getting a caregiver for myself.
Okay. What county do you reside in?
I'm going to be residing in York County.
York County? Give me your zip code.
17402.
Okay. And do you need temporary care or long-term care?
Just temporary at the moment.
Okay. Are you doing private pay?
I'm not entirely sure. I was going to have my husband and my mother be my caregivers.
So that's called the that's a program paid through Medicaid. Do you have Medicaid?
Yes, I do have Medicaid.
Okay, so that's long term. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So your county, what's your first and last name, ma'am?
My first name is Elizabeth and last name is Soth, S-O-T-H.
And what's your date of birth?
7/27/1996.
And Elizabeth is E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H, and last name is S-O-T-H?
Yes.
Let me see what you have, because if you have the eligibility codes to submit the referral, we can do it today. 1 second. And are you legally married to your husband?
Yes.
He cannot be on your care plan and get paid for that. Unfortunately,
okay.
Spouses cannot get paid to take care of each other.
Okay.
But your mom can.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure of who was allowed to or not, but I figured I would try one or the other.
Yeah, it's no legal aids, no power of attorneys, and no legal guardians, and no spouses. But you can assign anyone else, any friend, family, trust, loved one.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I knew the power of attorney, but I didn't know about the spouse.
Yeah, same here.
So you have active Medicaid, but you were Highmark. So you would even – there's two things we can do. We can submit the referral because you have the eligibility codes to do so. But eventually, when the broker comes to do your in-home assessment, you have what's called an HMO right now, meaning that you're young and they don't see – you needing long-term care, so you have what's called a managed insurance. It doesn't open it up for home care because, you know, they consider you young and healthy. So you would have to switch your whole care Blue Cross to either Keystone, UPMC, AmeriHealth, PA Health and Wellness. Any one of those four carriers pay for home care services. So eventually you would have to do that in order for you to assign your mom to be your attendant.
Gotcha.
All right? And we could put you through that process.
Lisa, I know I have insurance in my job that I can add you on. I just don't know what company it's through.
Well, I'd rather, because I have Medicaid, I have to stick with Medicaid.
Okay.
Right, because if you get on his insurance is not going to cover that friends and family. Only Medicaid is covering that program right now, and you have it. Don't lose your Medicaid because it's hard to get on it.
I can definitely
All right. What's your address?
12 Lyle, L-Y-L-E, Circle.
Okay.
York, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
17402.
Okay, and a good number to reach is the one on my call ID, the 717-364 number.
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'm going to give you some information you're going to need. Just let me know when you're ready.
All right, I am ready.
We're looking to call the Medicaid broker at 877-550-4227. Going to let them know that you're in need of home care services and you're calling to apply.
Okay.
And I'm going to be submitting the referral so that our agency can get a hold of you to hire your mom. What's your mom's name?
Martha.
My mom's name is Martha.
So,
okay, that's a good number to reach her.
It must have been a common name. 717-434-3086.
All right. I'm going to have the agency get a hold of her to send her the hiring application and then further you along in the process. In the meantime, I want you to call the broker so you could get yourself online for that in-home assessment. All right?
All righty.
All right. Well, you take care of yourself, okay?
Thanks. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.